Well, I remember sitting in a classroom at North Carolina State University way back, and the professor told me in my estuary dynamics class that if I wanted to see the Florida Everglades, I should probably go, because within my lifetime, it's going to go underwater. My name is Dr. Kathy Ginden. I'm the director here at the Suncoast Youth Conservation Center. I've worked here for 7 years now, but I've actually worked for FWC, the State Fish and Wildlife Agency, for it will be 27 years in April. I come from an outdoor family, and so we spend a lot of time camping, a lot of time in the woods, exploring outdoors. And very early on, I realized that a lot of people use and recreate along our waterways. And water is a very limited resource. And without water, there is no life. One of the first times I realized how much climate change is taking an effect in the state of Florida is just watching the development occurring along our shorelines and seeing a lot of the coastal wetland habitat disappearing. As we put in more seawalls and the saltwater is encroaching further inland, you know, those marsh grasses and the freshwater wetland habitats could just move a little bit further inshore. But if they hit that concrete seawall, we lose that habitat. So we're about to go out onto the berm, which is an elevated area of land that separates our saltwater brackish pond from the salt marsh. And we've been using community volunteers to help harvest the salt marsh grasses from the berm before the excavation and earthwork happened. And now we're using volunteers to come out and replant these marsh grasses. And so you just take them, and instead of a big clump like this, we're actually like breaking apart what would be like the simple plug. And the idea is we want to get as much of this to take root to help stabilize the bank so that if it does rain, we don't have a bunch of erosion issues happening before it has a chance to grow back. I can focus on the visitors that we get here, the youth that come through and do our outdoor education programs in marine conservation, because I get a chance to educate them. You would be surprised at how little youth that live here in the Tampa Bay area know about their backyards. And so we're sort of getting at the whole climate change issue by just teaching them the facts about these habitats and the resources in it. Teach them how to interact with the fish that they're catching or with the wildlife they're observing when we kayak through the mangroves. They're learning these things have values. These things need to be preserved. So actually, this is a conservation project unto itself. So these oyster bags, which we used to put into the mesh bags that we'll use as an example of a living shoreline settlement surface. Research has shown that the actual natural oyster shell is like one of the best materials that marine and aquatic life can settle on. It's okay to speak up for what you believe to be important and valuable in our natural world. It's okay if I'm that crazy kid turning over rocks and looking at the fish that are in the creeks and how they interact with the timing of the hatching flies. Everything is connected and it all has a purpose.